back to the second hour of the Power Hour. This is your guest host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, sitting in for Daniel Brigman. My guest this hour is Josephine Diamond. Now, Josephine Diamond earned a science degree in advanced medical skin care with a concentration in the endocrine system from Florida College of Natural Health. She's also certified in handwriting analysis, namology science, and hypnosis, and is the founder of the Shirley Wish in Sky organization. Now, Josephine Diamond has also studied Kabbalistic wisdom, Reiki, and multiple other modalities. Her journey began when she began studying the Vimala alphabet and writing every day, changing the way she formed her letters to ensure the maximum brain connectivity and release old negative patterns. As Louise Hay states, when you change your handwriting, your whole life changes for the better. Her own transformation caused her to want to share the power of handwriting with others. Now, Josephine is passionate about guiding others to discover their soul's purpose and transform their lives, utilizing multiple modalities that she has learned. And I just want to say that the purpose for the Shirley Wish in Sky organization is to provide positive transformational coaching to those who need it the most through optimal wellness and transformative handwriting initiatives. Welcome to the Power Hour, Josephine. So glad you could join us.
Thank you, Sharon. I'm so glad to be here. Yay!
Okay, so we're going to dig straight in right away. And tell us about handwriting and how it's connected to the brain.
Well, through my journey in handwriting, my personal experience, I got to see how changing aspects of my writing changed certain behaviors and how I viewed the world. So our handwriting is a direct representation of how we perceive the world. And I must start with this, since I did not start with this, that there is no good or bad handwriting. Very important. And for some, it might be a little more difficult to grasp. Everything in life comes from a perception, from where we come from. So that's where I want to come sharing this tool with you.
And so you started studying handwriting, and you started studying with Vimala. So what makes how Vimala does handwriting different than how anybody else teaches handwriting?
Well, the way Vimala teaches handwriting, and I'm so grateful I learned it this way, is through a non-judgmental scope. So each letter in the alphabet, as you know, has an energy. So Vimala teaches the letters of how we come into the world and learn in the areas of communication. Also, there is no depth in graphology. That came to me later on. So first of all, I got to see the qualities and the limiting beliefs coming from a place of non-judgment to remove fear. And the moment I was able to remove fear is when I was more open to the rest of the universal laws of cause and effect, where I could take responsibility for how I was experiencing my life. And that is a key element, is taking responsibility for how we're experiencing life at the moment. And the world just opens up from there.
So how does we want to know more about Vimala's handwriting. How does that differ from what used to be taught in schools?
Oh, that's great. So the Palmer handwriting that was instilled in the late 1800s, and the Danilian, which is one of the only other cursive handwritings that came out in the 1970s, has a limiting belief. So they have certain extra strokes that were created in the Victorian age. So things have changed since then, and our handwriting systems have not. So when Vimala came out with the Vimala alphabet over 30 years ago, she took the highest qualities and individuals and put it to the test, and it is just opens up world. Science knows this. So in science, they know that certain strokes create limiting belief systems. Certain strokes, such as dextrose, certain loops, certain strokes that we no longer use. Handwriting was taken out of education in 2009, and in a perfect timing, this conversation is starting because there's so much more to come alive of this. But the Vimala alphabet is just one that brings out the most noblest qualities in an individual.
So I know that they used to teach, like at my mom's age, where the T was at the end of the word. Instead of crossing the T, you made that little, like an halfway circle or a little arc at the end of the T. Okay. So what's the difference between that and how Vimala has you crossing the T toward the top of the T?
Well, there's a few things of that. So when you're crossing the T's up at the top, you're seeing above. So the strokes in handwriting are important because of where they begin and end in the brain. If we're not going to go into that deep conversation of it, but the top of the stroke brings an aliveness. When we do loops in certain letters, they bring out the ego. So the letters that we were taught, and again, not making it right or wrong, it was for a time where people needed to be more protective, or it was just the age, the Victorian age. When you cross your T's on top, which such great men have, like Nikola Tesla, Benjamin Franklin, Mother Teresa, and many others, you get to see things from a stance above.
So you're seeing things from a scan above. When you're studying graphology, doesn't the top of the T, when you cross it right on top but not above the T bar, doesn't that mean that you have high expectations for success?
It does. It does. Making sure that that T bar touches, that crossbar touches the T bar. So graphology is the science of the placement of the letters of the name. Vimala's alphabet is a system of writing that brings it to the highest level without interpreting, such as graphology. But yes, that's a good point. The T bar on top brings visionary. Energy of a visionary. Now, if the T bar, if the T isn't touching the I am stroke, it brings, in some cases, would be not connected. So think of the letters as kinesthetic. Think of them as your body. So the I am stroke and the T, and then so think of the top part as your head. So we want to have all things connected. So I didn't mention that in the beginning, but letters are kinesthetic. So how they're formed and how they look on paper is how we're feeling inside. And I hope I don't jump the show too much to go into it, but letters are not, handwriting is not that difficult to read at all. If we took our time and if people understood the value of taking their time with their writing and what the benefits are. And that's what I'm here to share, is the value and the benefits.
So give us some of those, because we're talking to people that probably haven't even thought about handwriting and what difference it makes, how they make their strokes or how they write their letters, and the difference even of printing instead of doing handwriting. So we'd love to know, since you've done namology science with me, you've done handwriting with Vimala, you've done graphology, you know.
Yeah.
So go ahead. We'd like to know what all those comparisons are.
Okay. So the biggest comparison that I'd like to make, to point out again also, is that this is coming from a non-judgmental faith. Through getting my last certification, and that really tied everything together, is through as a handwriting analyst. And it's really about human behavior and understanding that these strokes that we create on paper at times are defense mechanisms. So for example, when a person chooses to print, which today most children are being taught to print, the old schoolers write in cursive, and some people say, well, I don't write in cursive because my handwriting is illegible, and that's just not the truth. Underlying it is, when we write in cursive, we're bringing out more, we're expressing ourselves. It's more prefrontal cortex between the hands and the brain connection. When we print, we're using more primal. And you could feel the difference when you switch from writing, from printing to cursive. So the cursive handwriting that Vimala that I use and that I share is called print script. Not all the letters are connected. So we can bring in more intuition. We can intuit more. We can have more ideas come to us. The letters aren't all connected. So think of the letters as the connections, as like we're with people when we're next to people. So that's how the connectivity of letters are and how they stand next to each other, how they're in placement. there's also certain strokes that are added in handwriting that really don't do as I can say, I can share a few of them that really do us a disjustice. And the one stroke that I say is the hook in the letter C, like the letter C, like Connie. That when there's a beginning stroke in 90% of women that I've seen and a lot of men, in handwriting analysis, it's called the stinger. In the Vimala alphabet, it's just a very unhealthy stroke that creates a separation between communication. It's a letter of communication and how we communicate our relationships between, women and men. It's mostly women. So once we take that C out, and when I say take it out is think of an extra stroke or think of taking an extra stroke out of your handwriting isn't going to be possible if you just say, oh, I'm going to take this stroke out. It has to be practiced in a structured way every day for a few minutes for the neurological patterns of the brain to shift. And that's what we're working with. Most people haven't ever heard of this, by the way, Sharon. When they do hear about it, they're like, I never, ever knew it. Once they practice it, the experience comes to life. Another letter that is very unhealthy is the loop in the lowercase d. And if you look at your handwriting, anybody can look at their handwriting if they have it around them, and look at the lowercase d. That lowercase D, the stem of the lowercase D, picks up a lot of sensitivity from others. It makes meaning. When we say we're a meaning-making machine, or we pick up and we take things from other people. We just take on feelings that really aren't there. It's called the distorted perception. Also in the E, which most Italian alphabets in South America, they have a lot of those. They're called dextrostrokes. They occur in the M, the beginning stroke of the M, the N, the E, and they're just super unhealthy. Science knows this, by the way. And again, we don't have cursive handwriting in schools anymore, unless they're in private institutions, which my mission with the Shirley Witch and Sky is to create more awareness of the unhealthiness of that. I have one stroke that most people don't really know about, but if you see it in your handwriting, it could change your life. Some people are labeled dyslexic, or they just can't figure out why they don't get things as fast as others. If they look at, and it's usually left-handers, it's in the T bar. So technically, we cross the T bar into the future. If you cross the T, you do the I am stroke. That's the stroke from the top to the bottom, and then you cross the T. I've had friends, clients that have changed their lives. I would listen to their conversation on the phone, and I'd say, you know, go through a T and see where do you cross it at. And yeah, a few times they've said, oh, I do cross it to the I backwards. And that brings out so much negativity, and I can't share with you the enlightenment and the transformation just by crossing your T's into the future awakens an individual who thinks they had dyslexia or some kind of learning disability. Isn't that incredible?
It is incredible. So you're saying make sure you cross your T-bar going from left to right and make sure you're not doing it from right to left.
Absolutely. It's just that in itself. There's also a few other things that I'm noticing now in handwriting for young ladies. It's called mid-zone writing. And mid-zone writing is okay. You're, you know, between the ages of 12 to 15. That means that none of their letters, even if it was an uppercase T, would go up to the top zone. They just stay all in the middle. And that's really okay. Then I see women that are 40 years old that are still writing like that, and their lives will reflect not planning ahead, staying in relationships that just don't serve them. So I've had different clients that are ages 15, 20, 40, and 50, and so on. And it's just amazing that no one's ever said to them, the moment, and I share it with young adults, by the way, especially if they're 15 and they're preparing for college and they're doing mid-zone writing, we need to share with these young adults, we need to plan for the future. Like, if something doesn't work, we don't want to stay in the same job or relationship that doesn't give us any growth. By the way, And it does happen. And these individuals, I usually see them in secretarial jobs. Like, they're great secretaries. They just do everyone else's job, and that's great. What I'm sharing about this alphabet system and graphology and nameology is that we all have greatness inside of us. And just these simple tools, it sounds simple. It's just putting them into practice and creating a structure, and actually sharing from a place of awareness of what the individual's greatness is already inside of them, as you know, Sharon. You taught me that. So that's my passion and my purpose. Blending all of these tools, taking the science and applying it to awaken an individual soul's purpose. And it's possible. And it's done easily.
So what do you think occurred or is not occurring now that we've taken handwriting out of the schools?
That's a great question. What isn't happening is the process of emotion. So we're coming more as a society and individual from the mental plane, mental. So we're not coming from our ability to intuit. I'm not saying that people aren't intuitive, not at all. I'm just saying we're more intuitive than animals. And by forming our, especially the initial of our first name, and having just even a 101 awareness of what cursive writing brings out and does, we could process our emotions so they don't turn into issues in the tissues in the future. I see so many young adults that have so much inside of them that is unexpressed, and the learning ability that they have is very limited, especially now with COVID and online learning. Processing emotions is the biggest limiting aspects of not having a handwriting system out there, even for adults, even for motivational speakers. Like, you do all these programs like Anthony Robbins and all the other ones that we have, and they're great. They have you motivated for 3 or 4 days. After you leave those, we need to bring that into our lives every day. So a handwriting practice, a structured daily handwriting practice, can restore and renew the mind daily. And that's the biggest message from this. This is not, I'll do this and get the boyfriend or get the job. This is like, you can have anything in your life. It's all inside of you. It's all inside of us. It begins each day with us living within our own hula hoop. I always call it the hula hoop. Anything inside of this hula hoop is mine, is what I am here to work on. Anything outside of my hula hoop, unless I'm going out and I'm asking for help, it just takes me out. So, yeah.
So if somebody was going to start with a handwriting practice, what would that look like?
What that would look like was, first of all, I would share with them, about the paper. We use online paper, and I learned this through the Vimala alphabet, but that's not only where it came from. It actually opens up the intuitive aspect. No lines on paper takes away any rigidity, especially today when we have control and manipulation, all that. Free writing paper, landscape, putting in a landscape position. If this is all kinesthesiology, that would be for another show for me to explain. The process is simple. If you take it on, practice, and then you get to see, you get to experience it. So it would be online paper and your favorite pen, and take on the initial of your first name. I would recommend to people to look up Vimala Rogers alphabet. If we could put that on there, what do you think about that? Because the alphabet system, it does make a difference. Graphology. I use graphotherapy when I work with individuals. I share with them what they're here to learn, what they're looking to achieve, not what I want for them. Again, how I started was through Vimala alphabet, and you could look that up, Vimala alphabet online. You could Google that, and she has her handwriting system up there.
Just so that everyone knows, Vimala is spelled V like Victor, I-M-A-L-A. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. And through that system, we start with the initial of the first name. Now, depending if a person hasn't written in cursive, so let's say a person writes all block letters. This is important. That individual will take a little more time to go into this practice, but I would share with them, just getting online paper and start to bring down and bring in lowercase letters. What that does, uppercase letters was actually meant for firefighters, police officers, people that experience extreme trauma in their work, so that disconnects them. Block printers are usually, people start block printing if they've had a traumatic experience in their life. It says that young men usually do it between the ages of 13 and 20. Women do it also. I've seen a lot of women do it. Also, I've seen people just have an uppercase letter randomly in the middle of a word. That also is a red flag. We won't go into the meaning because remember what I started with. There is no good or bad. The paper is sharing the experience of the subconscious mind. That's where I bring hypnosis into it. At the very end, I bring hypnosis into it. To me, I want to guide individuals to their power and their purpose for everlasting transformation, not just for a couple hours and a couple weeks and you get one little thing. Like, you can have nuggets through this system, and just learning a little bit about namology science and learning a little bit about grapple therapy, wow, what the world would be like. Because we're taking it into our own hands. So writing on online paper on this practice, what it does to the individual is it opens them up to their world. There's things inside of each of us that we know, and we don't know how we know it. So that's what taking on a practice, picking up the pen first, and writing on online, and first discovering how you write. How do you feel most comfortable writing? Do you print? Do you block print? Do you write in cursive? Do you write super, super tiny? Does your handwriting lean to the back? Does your handwriting lean really forward? Because all of that tells you a lot about yourself.
So we will be back with more on handwriting with Josephine Diamond right after this next commercial break. Stay tuned.
Where to start? There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Each and every one of you are very special to us here at the Power Hour, which is why we offer this special for you. Now through this Sunday, 10% off all Good Health Naturally products at thepowermall.com. That's right, all Good Health Naturally products are 10% off all week long. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or online at our newly designed ThePowerMall.com store. Buy from the good guys. Buy from ThePowerMall.com. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is guest host Sharon Lynn Wyeth standing in for Daniel Brigman. And I'm just delighted to be sharing Josephine Diamond with you, who is a handwriting expert. And she helps people change their lives all based on how they reform their letters when they're doing handwriting. As she's been telling us, there's certain things that you want to avoid if you can, and that's those extra hoops, especially at the beginning of a C. And so when we left, Josephine, we were talking about zones. And you said there's a middle zone where they don't go high up on the line. So in other words, like a D would have that upper zone, or a Z would have a lower zone, but you're saying that they write it all so it's all fitting in the middle zone. Talk to us some more about zones and also margins.
Okay. So first and clear again, there is no such thing as good or bad people or good or bad handwriting. They're all viewpoints and perspectives. The zones in handwriting represent the upper zone all the way at the top. If you touch your head on the top, it represents everything in the mental plane, your thoughts, your ideas. The mid zone is where your belly button is. And then the lower zone, there's two lower zones. There's the lower zone that goes beneath the baseline, which would be your feet, how balanced and grounded you are. And then there's the lower zone underneath that, like the Z or the G or the J would go. And that's where you get your energy in. So all those zones represent everyday life. Mid-zone writing represents you just stay in the, you just want to do the thing for today. So that will be a natural for teenager, young adults. You know, they're all in, so what are they going to do tonight? Where are we going to go this weekend? It just doesn't reflect healthy if you're getting ready to go to college or you're looking to get a better job. We need that upper zone energy. And I do want to clarify that this isn't just about writing. The power in writing directs the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is what does the writing. Your hand is not writing. It's the subconscious mind is writing. And there's really not any training in education about the subconscious mind, as you yourself know, being an educator, Sharon. And they've taken out all those aspects of creativity in school. So mid zone would have someone stay right in the middle zone. Upper zone writing brings in the element of creating a financial future. What are you going to do? This doesn't serve me. This does serve me. Philosophical views, all that good stuff. And lower zone energy, like a Y in the lower zone, represents, if I can share, sexual energy, male energy, energy that exercise, how much we're willing to put into a project or in a relationship. So I share with people that are looking for relationships, I'd say look at that person's why, because that's what you're going to be getting depending on what intimacy you want, that level of intimacy. And that'll be for another show, because we could do a whole show on the letter Y and what it represents. So on online papers, I was sharing before, individual takes out online paper, landscape, so you're turning it landscape, and you would write just to see what your handwriting looks like. I would share first. Just write about anything and then sign your autograph. And then we would go and look at the margins around the paper. So most people don't know this. This information I'm going to share with you could save you years of psychotherapy, years of being in relationships where you feel you're getting narcissistic. Again, all those are judgments, but I'm just sharing what people say. And we try to stay away from those words. But in the physical world, we call it narcissistic relationships. Oh, he stepped over my boundaries. I'm not getting what I want. I would say after you write on that online paper and you signed your autograph, look at the top of the paper. The top of the paper represents authority figures. They're called boundaries. A healthy boundary would be a 1-inch boundary from the top of the paper to where you begin your writing. The left side of the paper is the past. I've noticed in my research before, by the way, I researched all this. I did take into account what Bimala says, and I tried it into my own life. So life is all about looking at patterns. For me today, I look at people's writing, again, with a non-judgmental view. I've noticed that people that come from different cultures like China, well, they write in Chinese, Peru, a lot of South American countries, they don't leave any room on the left side of the paper. Hindu, and it's because their culture, they're very connected to their past. They live in cultural, they have a way of living that comes in their environment, and they bring the past into their present. So the left side of the paper represents the past. Healthy boundaries would be 1 inch, because you can't change the past. You can't do anything about it. So starting your writing from 1 inch and then going all the way to the end of the page. And the end of the page represents the future. And then leaving 1 inch from the bottom so that you can take your everyday ideas and everything you've learned from that day and you could process. So when people write all the way from the left side of the paper, they're bringing in relationships from the past, they're just repeating behaviors. This is 100%er, by the way, and if this is all a person gets from listening to this, I ask them to please pay close attention. It can make a huge difference in your life. Going all the way into the future, because we have one. And when I coach someone, for the first few times that I notice that they don't go to the end of the paper, I'm very gentle because there's something that person is fearing. So all of this is very, very subconscious. People don't know they're doing it. And I notice when people write all the way to the bottom of the paper, they don't notice that either. And I'm like, well, do you ever feel like you get constipated, that things just, you're overwhelmed, like you don't have any more room for stuff? They're like, oh, yeah. And I meant to say constipation, by the way. I really didn't mean to say that. How you write on the paper, it reflects your physical body also.
How see, now that to world, me is just absolutely fascinating that it's all there. So if I'm hearing you correctly, Josephine, you're saying that the top, the bottom, and the left side of the paper ought to have a 1-inch margin, but the right side of the paper ought to go all the way to the edge of the paper as close as you can.
Without budging it, with being able to fit a word in, without being too pushy. Like if I'm trying to, yes, yes. Absolutely. That is a $100 million nugget right there.
Okay, so if I'm writing on a plain piece of paper that's horizontal with no lines, and you notice that somebody's handwriting is going uphill or somebody else's is going downhill, and where our aim, I would think, would be to go level, what does that tell you?
That's a good point. Now, uphill is okay. That means optimism. And as long as it's not going super uphill, because that would be a little bit of distorted delusion there, most people, we want it to go uphill. And again, there's no good or bad handwriting or good or bad people. If we are aware that we are like the ocean, we're always changing. So just by having this informative, transformative information, this isn't just so like, let's look at your pretty handwriting. We have it in our hands to see if we're going downhill, Sharon. If a person is going downhill, they're going into depression. And I get it, you know, we all have our bouts. I personally won't let my handwriting go down because I know what that represents, and I know I'm in charge of my emotions and my feelings. So that's what knowing all of this informative information is to create awareness that, hey, I'm writing downhill. Let me lift that up. And you would consciously tell your mind who you are and say, and we would bring other modalities in of what the individual does, whether it be exercise or breathing or yoga. I've seen a lot of motivational speakers, yogis we call us, and they do write down. And you ask them, how are you feeling? They're not, no, I'm great. But your handwriting's not saying that. So, it'll reflect in an individual's life in other areas, in relationships. Going for a long time without awareness of this, it's kind of like, if I may, about the hook in the letter C. So we might not notice that hook is in the letter C. After so many years of doing the hook in the letter C, or going down, we create issues in the tissues in our body. Of course, it sometimes doesn't show immediately, but it does show in emotion. It does show in our relationships. It does show in how we're attracting what we're mirroring. So another good example is your handwriting is going down. You're not really noticing it. You're like, oh, I'm happy, I'm good. You'll be attracting others because the universe is always showing us. Like, the universe is never just like out of the blue something shows up. Nothing shows up out of the blue ever.
Okay. So we've talked about the importance of margins and we've talked about the importance of zones. What about whether the letters lean to the right or straight up and down or they lean to the left?
That's a wonderful question too. So letters that lean to the left, we call it in handwriting analysis, FA writer. They're a little bit less extroverted, they're more introvert. So depending on how far that it leans to the left, that person is very reserved. Let's say that person is in a relationship with someone who leans to the right, which it doesn't really happen very often, by the way. It would be kind of hard. It would be very difficult to keep up two different relationships. Right hand, more than a 5-degree slant to the right, is someone who really needs to be touched and felt and physical, and they need to have someone to talk to and just go do things. They're very inspirational. They're great writers or great salespeople. Somebody who leans backwards takes things in more. They think carefully, and they're not so touchy-feely. So you can see how that would be a little distressful if you had one of those in the relationship. One would want to be, like, dancing and touching, and the other one would be like, oh, don't go there right now. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, I can, because I see that in names through nameology. Like I always say, you want to match,
right?
whether somebody's physical or not, or how much physicality they enjoy versus somebody who's more reserved.
Exactly. You know, because, I was just thinking A and the E. I was married to one. If I would have known that, and, you know, then I finally got certified in your work, I was like, wow, that would have saved my marriage. I am a widow today, so.
So is hypnosis involved in handwriting?
It is. So So through hypnosis, so what I do with the individual is I look and see what are their changes, what do they want. It's always what the client is in desire of bringing forth. If I see that person has a major hook in their C and a major hook loop in the D, and they're here for issues of anxiety, what I'll do is I'll do an intake and I'll see how willing they are to look into grapple therapy first. So what that does is that it allows the subconscious mind to gently bring things to the surface that it wouldn't allow me through a hypnosis session. So because I know this information, I know hypnosis works for a lot of people, and it does without changing your handwriting in certain situations. I'm talking about people who have fears and anxieties and who really want to transform them. I wouldn't be doing them justice if I didn't go through their writing first. And this is something that is really in my heart to share with other practitioners. I have shared with a lot of hypnotherapists and psychiatrists and psychologists, as yourself, as with mammology science also included, what a difference it makes in the diagnosis, I would say. I don't diagnose, but as a doctor does diagnose, what I do is bring everlasting transformation to the individual who's already tried everything and who's willing to change. So then I gently give them a grapple therapy. I don't give them, I always share with people, individuals, my story about the female alphabet. And through my 10-year experience, I've been able to modify it. And through my expertise in handwriting as a handwriting analyst, I'm able to discern the character, what's coming up for the individual. For example, the defense mechanism, we call it, to gently address the defense mechanism without changing the personality. Defense mechanisms are so important to know and to come from a loving space, because a lot of people have gone through trauma. As I didn't share, left-leaning handwriting is actually a form of holding back. That person, usually 99% of the time, has had some kind of traumatic experience. They are aware of it. They just, yeah.
So what about people's handwriting that goes straight up and down?
Handwriting that goes straight up and down, very intuitive. They get downloads. They're called ambivariant. There's a word for it. It's called ambivariant. They're both. They can be with people that are FAAB writers, we call them, that are laid back. And they can also be with someone who's a DC writer, who's like, oh my gosh, I love to do this. Let's hang out. They could be with both. They can process everything to that same level. So very, very empathic. Can feel the feelings of others. Yes.
Okay, so is that a goal of people, or does it really matter? Is it more important to be true to who they are?
It's more important to be true to who they are. So through my training, and I would always always share that an individual makes sure when they're changing handwriting to work with someone who is an expert. You're changing personality traits. Going into the female alphabet is a beautiful beginning process just to know yourself in the letters. When you're ready to transform a hidden belief system that's getting in the way, that's causing struggle or depression in your life, then you would want to work with someone who has expertise behind them. As you're saying about the slant, so when you are changing your handwriting and doing it in a healthy way, that slant will automatically change. We don't want to take you and move that. That's the ego. So the ego goes where the ego is not bad or good. It's there to protect us. So we don't want it to pull it left or right. I do have a technique, though, that I share with individuals that I can share with you.
Sure. We're listening.
Okay. Okay, so I bring in to handwriting, especially for individuals who don't handwrite, who haven't hand cursive in years, I do this process called the ELEL. So you take online paper and you follow the margins as I suggested, 1 inch from the top, 1 inch from the left, and you start doing the lowercase e, that's kind of like the needle, the ELEL, and you do 5 of them. You go ELEL, little space, E-L-E-L-E-L. You go all the way to the end of the paper. You do two or three lines. What that does is open up the listening of the individual. Again, if this is brain, the brain-eye connection is going on. Also, you're opening up to new philosophical views. They're opening up to connections. And you're awakening and realigning new pathways. The biggest take on that is myelin sheath. And anyone can Google what myelin sheath is. I use this with the elderly, actually. I have programs for the elderly. They're called caretakers. I have a lot of clients that have parents. And it just brings ease into the relationship. That the elderly can do it also. Just takes compassion and patience, of course. You do. There are benefits. This isn't just like, oh, let's just do our breathing exercises. You're really regrowing and regenerating myelin sheath in the brain. This has been tested, by the way, and it is beautiful practice. And anyone can message me if they want more information on that. I'd love to share that more.
Steph, okay, so your website is issuesinthetissues.com for anybody who would like to get a hold of Josephine. It's issuesinthetissues.com. So you were talking
earlier. No, it's issuesinthetissues.org.
Oh, sorry. Thank you so much. .org.
Yeah, thank you.
Issuesinthetissues.org. And I appreciate being corrected because I'd like people to be able to get a hold of you. So issuesinthetissues.org. And what are some of the corresponding things that you found, or why do you think that handwriting reflects and your issues that are in your tissues, as you say?
What have I found? Oh, I have found how we write is how we're processing hidden emotions. For example, the letter C is connected to the digestive system. And it truly is the letter C, and that would be for another show also. Also the letter D, how a person's interpretation of what others think of them affects the neurology of the individual and the listening. So the letter D is actually how one listens through the ear canal. Isn't that interesting?
Yes. See, I think that's fascinating. I have found through namology science that the letter O reflects diabetes in the family. So if it shows up in the last name, it means you've inherited the propensity to be diabetic. So you just want to know that and take care of that. If it shows up in the middle name, it means when you're under stress, you're more conducive to receiving or going toward into a diabetic state. And if it's in the first name, it's from your habits and not anything that you can blame on somebody else, but it's your own habits that are causing you to go that way.
Absolutely. And guess what the remedy would be? And where I come in with, I love using namology science, all of this. My vision is creating a self-purification providers. Now that you mentioned the letter O, so what the, to reverse that issue would be to do the O to the right. So you start at 12 o'clock, look at a clock, and you write the O to the right. People are like, what? I can't do that. So, yeah, so the opposite would be to put, we were taught to put loops in the O. Those loops are called lying loops in handwriting analysis, which we were trained to through the Palmer handwriting. So that doesn't make sense, right? Why would they teach us to write in an unhealthy way? And then I share with my client, my professional clients, I share, well, they've brought a lot of unhealthy things to us, you know, and taking it back and said, hey, don't do this anymore. It doesn't serve you. So that's my goal also in my vision. The elderly are actually living the end of the Palmer handwriting with staying in integrity and extraordinary conversation, not putting any blame. When I did research at my son's camp, Twisters, I watched 3 to 5 year olds do their O, and you could do this at home. Anyone who has children, give them a pen. If you have a 3, 4 year old, unless they've been in preschool and they already trained them, they'll do their O to the right. And that's why little kids are like, they want to be anything. It's forward motion, forward movement. There's no fear. Then we train them in school to do the O to the left. Actually, now they're even training them. There's handwriting for tears. It's called handwriting tears. They start at 6 o'clock. Very unhealthy. Very unhealthy. So this is all neurological, by the way. Handwriting reflects the neurological patterns in the brain. And science is catching up with this.
So you're saying, hold on, I just heard you say by 6 o'clock. So that means they're starting at the bottom of the line going up, instead of at the top coming around.
Right. And they're still going to the left, which I say don't do that. Try this, especially with your children. If you have young children, have them do the online, you know, with children, just get online piece of paper and have them do 12 o'clock to the right, 12 o'clock to the right. Oh my goodness, Sharon. I can't wait to hear what people say, what their kids come up with that. It brings out the sweetness and the kindness and the words. It's just amazing. And it's immediate. I don't want you to believe me. Just go do it.
Well, I know that again, when you told me that quite a while back, that was the hardest of all of my letters to change, was making the O go to the right instead of the left. And then when I thought I had finally mastered it, then you told me, you said, but you're still doing the number zero to the left. And I went, ah, you know, I didn't even think about that one. And then they have to change.
Children, it's easy, by the way. Children, it's super easy. You see the transformation them in the minute. By the way, the magic and miracles of the letters happen instantly. The moment you put the pen to paper, boom, it happens.
I just want to say, for anyone who's willing to try this and to do it for a while, it does take focus, concentration to retrain your habits that you've already developed for so very long. If you would like to know more information about Josephine Diamond and be able to contact her, you can do that through her website, issuesinthetissues.org. And so, again, I want to stress that it's .org, not a .com, issuesinthetissues.org. It's always fabulous to have you with me, Josephine. I really appreciate you taking your time to come. If you had only 1 minute to say one final thing, what would you like everybody to know?
I say pay attention to all the people that you love. Pay attention to the initial of their names, that nothing is random.
You know, you have an exercise that you say put down all the initials or the names of the people that are around you and family members and whatever, and figure out what initials show up most often. And that when those other times when you're starting to meet people, new people, what initials you're attracting to and how much that tells you. I thought it was really interesting that all of the initials of all of my relatives, we fall into five letters only. And they're their S, J, and W, which is all the letters in namology that represent intelligence. And then there's the L and the M, and the L is self-confidence and the M is manifestation. So I just thought by doing your process, I thought it was amazing that what showed up. Again, if you would like to.
And it's simple and fun.
It can be. So again, if you would like to connect with Josephine, her website is Issues in the Tissues. If you would like to know more about namology science and the study of names, it's knowthename.com. And I really appreciate all of you listening and welcoming back Daniel Brigman when he comes back and allowing me to sit in for him, which is always my pleasure and so much fun. And this concludes the Power Hour. Thanks for listening.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.